finishing up Mizmor Lesoda. So we say, Bo'u Sha'arav Besoda, Chatzerusa Besihila, Hodulo Barcho Shemo. So the Sha'arim are more outward, and the Chatzeras are getting closer into the Beis HaMikdash, as you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tehillah is a stronger word than Soda. There's more of an outburst of thanks in the word Tehillah. So as you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first Bo'u Sha'arav Betoda, and then as you get even closer, Chatzerotav Betehillah. The more you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He does for us, our Karas HaTov gets even stronger. Boshar Batoda is also reminiscent here of the fact that we said this Mizmor is what the Levim sang when somebody would bring a Korban Toda. So Bo'u Sha'ar Batoda, come into the Sha'arim with your Korban Toda. Hodulo Baruch Hu Shemo, Tov Hashem Le'olam Chasdo Ve'ador Ve'dor Emunaso. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless His name. That's all that we could see of Him. Tov Hashem La'olam Chasto Ve'ador V'dor Munaso. Now we're going to start with Yehi Chavo. Ador V'dor Munaso is how much we could trust in Him. That's forever. And Munaso is the Muna that we could have in Him, that He's not leaving us. He's not letting go of us. It's forever and for all of time. Okay. Now is where there would be on Shabbos, let's say Pesukei D'Zimra of Shabbos, here's where there's 9 different Mizmorim that are added in. And what's the idea behind these numbers? In a regular weekday Pesukei D'Zimra, so we find 9 different Mizmori Tehillim. We have the first half of Hodu, which we said was said at the Korban Tamid Shachar, the second half of Hodu, which was said at the Korban Tamid Shabbein HaArba'im. Then we had a whole bunch of different Pesukim mixed together, so that's not a Mizmor. We have Mizmor Lesoda, which is the third Mizmor said. Ashrei, the fourth Mizmor said, and then we have 5 different Halukas. So that adds up to 9. And then on Shabbos, there are 9 more added right before the Pesukim of Yehi Chavod. Yehi Chavod is not a Mizmor in Tehillim. Every Pasuk here is from another place in Tehillim. So that, we're not counting. So in a regular weekday Pesukei D'Zimra, we have 9 different Mizmorim Tehillim. And on Shabbos, 9 more Mizmorim are added in. It's double the amount. And that's based on a Midrash on Tehillim, Tzadi Beis. It says that on Shabbos, everything is doubled. And it gives like a whole list of things that are doubled on Shabbos. And one of them is, it says over there, Mizmoro Kufel. There's double the amount of Mizmorim on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we don't say Mizmor Lesoda, the one that we just said now, because that Korban Toda wasn't brought then, so Mizmor Lesoda wasn't said then. But in its place on Shabbos, we say Nishmas Kol Chai. So at the end of the day, on Shabbos, we end up saying 18 Mizmori Tehillim. And that is a little bit reminiscent of like taking the place of the regular weekday Shemona Esrei, which we don't say on Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos, there's less brachos in Shemona Esrei. And during the week, there's officially, it started with 18 and then it became 19. So here we have 18 Mizmori Tehillim on Shabbos to make up for the lack of the 18 brachos in Shemona Esrei that we don't have on Shabbos. In these Pesukim of Yehi Chavod that we're going to say right now, and this we do also say on Shabbos, so there's 18 Pesukim, and that's also reminiscent of Shemona Esrei, which we're approaching. All Pesukei D'Zimra is to get ourselves ready and prepare for Shemona Esrei. So here we have 18 Pesukim parallel to the 18 Brachos of Shemona Esrei. The name of Hashem, Shem Hashem, is found in Yehi Chavod 19 times, which is also reminiscent of Shemona Esrei, because Shemona Esrei added an extra Brach of Olam HaShinim was added to it, bringing us really to 19 Brachos. La Halacha, it says that even when you're in a situation that you have to skip different Mizmorim Tehillim, different Mizmorim and Pesukei D'Zimra, you should try your hardest not to have to skip Yehi Chavod. Yehi Chavod takes a certain special extra high place in Pesukei D'Zimra that wants you to try extra hard not to have to skip Yehi Chavod. We said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name comes up 19 times in Yehi Chavod. And the Beis Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Levush, both say, though, that if there's 2 more things you can count, the Shem Hashem. One is if you look at the Rashi tables of Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sagal Ha'aretz, a phrase in the middle of Yichavod, Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sagal Ha'aretz, the first letter is Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey. So Hashem's name is hinted at over there. And also in the Pasuk Yaakov Bachar Lo Ka, the Yudke over there, that's two more references to Shem Hashem, bringing us to 21 mentions of Shem Hashem. And that, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, that is parallel to the 21 psukim in Ashrei, in Tehillah David, which is going to be the next Mizmor that we say. So it's also like by intro to Ashrei, we have Hashem's name mentioned 21 times. Yichavod Hashem le'olam yismach Hashem b'masav. In this, there's both a tefillah, like a request, that we want it to be this way, and we're also accepting upon ourselves that we should make it this way. We're saying that let it be that the Kavod Hashem is throughout the world. We want it to come to a time of the final Geula where the whole world recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serves Him. Yismach Hashem b'masav. Let the world come to a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be besimcha over His creation, meaning when would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have simcha over His creation? When it reaches its goal, it reaches its purpose, when the world recognizes Hashem. So that's the tefillah way of looking at the pasuk, that let it be this way. And then we're also accepting upon ourselves, Yehi Chavod Hashem La'olam. We're telling ourselves, and we're describing, you know, that we will try to make it this way. We will try to spread the Kavod Hashem throughout the world, and everything we do, we'll try to, you know, give shiurim, talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and raise the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And the more there is Yehi Chavod Hashem in the olam, the more there's Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. They go hand in hand. The more Kavod Shemayim there is in the world, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, happy with His work, because it's more reaching the whole point of why it is that He made it. Yishem Hashem Mevorach Me'atav Ad Olam. Shem Hashem is how we see Hashem in this world, how we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashgacha Pratis that we see and experience within this world. Let that be blessed. Let that be added to. Let us see Shem Hashem more in the world. Let Him send Bracha into the world, Me'atav Ad Olam, from now until forever. Mimizrach Shemesh, from when the sun comes up, Ad Mavo, until it goes down, Mehulo Shem Hashem. Hashem's name is praised. So there's a few different things that we could say on that pasuk. One is that throughout the world, wherever the sun reaches, and the sun reaches everywhere, so throughout the world there are people that recognize and are Mahalal Hashem. Mimizrach Hashem is from where the sun comes up to where the sun goes down, meaning all around the globe, Mehulo Shem Hashem. Hashem is praised. So is that actually so? So maybe we could say this is like a tefillah that the world should come to such a place that throughout the globe, everywhere, everyone recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever the sun reaches. And this is like continuing with davening for such a time to come. It could be we're saying that it is that way. I was thinking to myself, maybe because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread the Jews all over the world to spread the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe there is a Jew everywhere that recognizes Hashem. Or another pshat that's brought down in the Sfarim, both by Esau Steinman and by Rabbi Miller, that it's also referring to the sun itself. Wherever the sun appears, wherever you see the sun, that itself is enough to bring about a hillel of Hashem, a praising of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just the sun itself is already miraculous and unbelievable, what it does for the earth, what it does for plants, what it does for animals and people, and the wisdom that's behind it, and the warmth that we feel from it, and the light that it gives to us every day, and how it moves around the world, that itself already is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that reaches all around the world. Whether people recognize that or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised by just the very existence of the sun as it travels around the globe. And there's actually a Gemara that says that the sun is constantly bowing down to Hashem wherever it is that it's going. So that also could be that the sun itself is being Mahalal Hashem. So we say Mehulo Shem Hashem, also in that word is both ideas, that He is Mehulo, and we're also saying that He should be Mehulo, meaning more in the future. Ram Al kol goyim Hashem, al Hashemayim kavodo. Ram is like above, exalted above, on top of everything. So on top of the goyim and on top of the heavens, on top of the Shemayim is his kavod. So in this pasuk, there's also a few different ideas. One is that we're saying it is this way. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above. He has complete control over all of the goyim and over all of nature, everything that's under the sun, everything that's under the heavens. He has complete control over everything. It's all from him and guided by him and run by him. What we're also saying is that we're being told in this pasuk how we have to train ourselves to look at things, that don't feel concerned by the goyim. Don't put your hope in the goyim. Don't put your worry from the goyim. And also al Hashemayim, and also from anything under the sun, anything in this world, don't be worried about. Realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ram. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above, on top of all those things. Put all of your focus and attention and thought onto Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's above all the goyim that surround you, and above all the nature that seems to be surrounding you. It's controlled by him, and therefore put all your hope and praying and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's above all of that. And the third idea in this pasuk is that Hashem is Ram. He stands out. He's bolet. He stands out. He's emphasized in all of these things. Meaning, when you look back at all of history, what happened to the goyim from the beginning of time till now, and when you look around at the entire world, al Hashemayim, you see how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ram. He stands out. You look at it, and you can't help but to notice that he was behind everything, guiding all of it. Maybe when it's right in front of you, you don't see Hashem's hand there. When you stand back and look back at the entire, you know, couple thousand years of history, you see him being Ram, standing out, that he was behind everything. There's an order behind it. It was leading towards things, and you see him in that. Another thing hinted at here is when it comes to the goyim, Hashem is Ram Akaya goyim. They look at him as being too lofty, too above, too disconnected from this world in their perspective. He's Ram. He's like so high up over the goyim that they don't actually praise him. They don't communicate with him and talk to him. We realize really that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and we say Hashem's, we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. We just said earlier, Yehi Shem Hashem Avarach, Me'at Avad Olam. We actually praise him. We communicate with him. We announce him in this world. But when it comes to the Goyim, but in their perspective, Ram HaKol HaGoyim, Hashem is above all this. He's not connected. He's not involved. So that's wrong. We're not like that. We say, Yehi Shem Hashem Avarach, Me'at Avad Olam, within this world. In the Siddur Agra, he refers to a pasuk in Tehillim Tzadi Tet, which says that by the Goyim we say he's Gadol, but by the Goyim they say he's Ram. The pasuk says Hashem B'tzion Gadol, V'Ram Akol Ha'amim. But the Amim look at him as being Ram, we see him as being Gadol. And the difference is, says in the Siddur Agra. Okay, we'll pick up, we'll see.